currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a leader who many honor through a day of service. One upcoming volunteer opportunity is the Cotton Hill Park Restoration Project, which will take place on the MLK Day of Service, January 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Volunteers are needed to work with UW students and the Highlands neighborhood to remove invasive plants from the UW Restoration Ecology Student Project site. Dress for the weather, wear boots and bring gloves, clippers, shovels, and stiff rakes if you have them. Some snacks and tools will be provided. Those under 14 require parent supervision, and those between the ages of 14 and 17 must have signed permission from a parent if unaccompanied by an adult. Contact Karen at tinyisland.com with any questions. For more information on MLK Day or for more service ideas, visit mlkday.gov. The City of Kirkland also offers numerous volunteer opportunities. To learn more, visit the city's website under the heading Volunteer. Nominations are now being accepted for the Kirkland Cultural Council and Mayor's First Annual Cachet Award. The Cachet Award, which stands for Collaboration of Arts, Culture, Heritage, Education, and Theater, honors Kirkland businesses, organizations, or individuals who exemplify the spirit of cachet by fostering a vibrant arts culture and/or heritage community. Nominees must live, work, or do business in Kirkland or its annexation areas, and have made a significant contribution to the Kirkland arts, culture, and heritage community during 2010. Kirkland Mayor Joan McBride and the Kirkland Cultural Council will present the Cachet Award on Monday, March 7th, 2011, at 5:30 p.m. at Heritage Hall in Kirkland. All nominations are due by Monday, January 24th at 4 p.m. Nomination forms are available at Kirkland City Hall, Kirkland Public Library, Park Place Books, and local art galleries, as well as online at the city's website, or by email request to kirklandcachet@gmail.com. Submit nominations electronically by emailing a PDF of the nomination form to kirklandcachet@gmail.com. By mail to the following address: City of Kirkland, Cachet Award, 123 5th Avenue, Kirkland, Washington, 98033. Attention, Ellen Miller Wolf. If you would prefer, you can also drop off a hard copy of your nomination at Kirkland City Hall in an envelope labeled Attention Cachet Award. Get out your mitts and bats. Kirkland's Pony Baseball League is now registering players for its 2011 season. Kirkland Pony Baseball provides an opportunity for players who want to continue with baseball after Little League at a low cost. Fees start at $325 for a 25-game season, where select programs often cost more than $2,000. The program uses Lee Johnson Field at Peter Kirk Park as its home field. Teams compete against other Kirkland and Eastside teams for the most part, as well as teams from other cities like Mountain Lake Terrace and Seattle. Kirkland Pony Baseball includes three age groups: Pony, ages 13 to 14, Colt, ages 15 to 16, and Palomino, ages 17 to 18. Within the Pony division, there are two levels: Olympic, which is more competitive and requires a tryout, and Cascade. There is also a more competitive level for 13-year-olds called Pony 13. All children residing in the Lake Washington School District are eligible to play. Tryouts will take place in late January, and teams will be formed by February 15th. The Pony and Colt seasons start in late March and continue through early June. Palomino play starts after the school baseball season ends and extends into the summer. Complete information about the program, contact information, and registration is available at www.kirklandbaseball.org. The birdies are out, and it's not even spring yet. A new badminton facility is now open in Kirkland. The Seattle Badminton Club opened its new space December 3rd at 10858 117th Place Northeast. It includes 10 courts as well as office space. Since the opening, 111 people have signed up and one tournament has taken place. Lessons and classes are available for all age groups and knowledge levels, but there are also ladders to help players brush up on skills and see where they are compared to others. The building is only staffed for a few hours a day, but members have access to the facility through key cards from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Drop-ins are welcome for people interested in checking out the facility. To celebrate the grand opening, the club will be holding an open house on January 29th from noon to 5. To learn about the club, visit seattlebadminton.com or call 425-889-5958. The Kirkland Senior Council has released a DVD that addresses the important topics of fall prevention for older adults. Although falling is a very serious concern for older adults, Falling Into Fitness takes a light, humorous approach as it follows Wilhelmina, a 60-something who has a home fall. Each year, one-third of those over age 65 and living on their own have a fall. Although these falls vary in severity, approximately 30% of them result in a reduction in mobility. Many require a visit to an emergency room and hospitalization. At Kirkland's Evergreen Hospital Medical Center, one-third of the emergency room visits are fall-related. Falling Into Fitness is being distributed to Kirkland area retirement communities, assisted living facilities, and rehabilitative clinics. It is also available on K-Life cable broadcasts and can be seen online at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us under Video on Demand. Educational copies are also available on DVD. For details, call 425-587-3360. King County's South Kirkland Park and Ride property is being considered for a Transit-Oriented Development Project, or TOD. The City of Kirkland must adopt zoning regulations to guide the development of the site. Transit-oriented developments create housing near transit hubs that make it easier for people to use a nearby transit system and reduce personal vehicle commuting. The property, located at the southernmost end of the city of Kirkland, is about 7 acres in size, with approximately equal portions of the site lying within the cities of Kirkland and Bellevue. Only the Kirkland portion of the site is being considered for transit-oriented development. The site is currently developed with 603 parking stalls and a transit facility. Federal Urban Partnership funding of $6.25 million is available to King County for the improvement of the facility as a TOD. This federal funding, combined with regional housing funds and private funds, would provide financing for the addition of 250 parking stalls and a mixed-use development with about 200 multifamily housing units and some retail spaces. The City of Kirkland is hosting informational meetings on Thursday, January 20th, at 7 p.m. at Northwest University in the Health Science Center Room, 233, and on Tuesday, January 25th, at 7 p.m. at Kirkland City Hall, Peter Kirk Room. Representatives from the cities of Kirkland, Bellevue, and King County will be present. Attendees are asked to identify issues in zoning code provisions that would help to address compatibility within the neighborhood, land use issues, and site and building design. Information about the zoning regulation adoption process is available at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us. You can also subscribe to receive email updates about the project or submit your comments. Mayor Joan McBride gave her State of the City speech January 11th at a luncheon hosted by the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce. In her speech, McBride acknowledged progressive strides made by the city this past year, including annexation.
On May 30th, we will go to sleep as a cozy little town of 48,000, and we will wake up the next day a bustling city of 85,000 people. We will be the 12th biggest city in the state, and we will be the biggest city in the Fighting First Congressional District.
Improvement of the Totem Lake Business District.
Totem Lake. For too many years, we were caught up in every other part of the city except our Totem Lake Business District. Starting with our Totem Lake symposium in September, the council has made the revitalization of Totem Lake a priority, and we are building a work plan to implement some of the great suggestions from that symposium.
And the redevelopment of Park Place.
We also reaffirmed our support for the redevelopment of Park Place.
She also spoke on the economic crisis and budget shortfall and ways in which the city is dealing with these issues. McBride emphasized looking toward the future and announced plans to expand small business areas, create a Totem Lake safety campus, and support the transit-oriented development at the South Kirkland Park and Ride. She also touched on a few controversial issues, including the Transportation Benefit District, TBD, imposing a $20 fee per vehicle in the city to maintain roads, and school impact fees for the Lake Washington School District. Throughout her speech, the mayor focused on cultivating the business climate and promoting the idea that
Kirkland is open for business.
Late night closures of the State Route 520 floating bridge will take place during the next 5 weeks. The bridge closes at 11:59 every night and reopens at 4 a.m. the following morning. At this time, all eastbound lanes from Montlake Boulevard in Seattle to 92nd Avenue Northeast in Medina are affected during the closures. During these closures, crews are installing conduit, good-to-go pass readers, photo tolling equipment, and overhead electronic toll rate signs on and near the east high-rise of the bridge. There will also be 3 weekends of overnight closures on Friday and Saturday nights, beginning the weekend of January 21st through 22nd. Those weekend closures begin at 11:59 p.m. and last until 7 a.m. on Saturdays and 7:30 a.m. on Sundays. Drivers should take alternate routes such as I-90, I-405, I-5, and SR-522 during the closures. Updated information and links are available at the website on your screen. In light of the recent snowfall, the City of Kirkland would like to remind residents of the numerous resources available to help you prepare for emergencies and inclement weather. The 24-hour emergency hotline at 425-587-3767, emergency updates on Kirkland TV, channels 21 and 75 on Comcast, and 31 and 32 on Frontier, and electronic reader board signs at fire stations 21, 22, 26, and at the North Kirkland Community Center. On the Kirkland City website, www.ci.kirkland.wa.us, you can sign up for email alerts and neighborhood e-bulletins. The website also has a host of useful information, as well as links to other valuable resources like takewinterbystorm.org and the Regional Public Information Network website, www.rpin.org. Remember, you can access any of these programs online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.